to dance. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. I want to talk to you today about power for living, which really is the joy of the Lord. But look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. If you're getting anything out of this program, they can hear it tomorrow, tonight, whenever they want to. Just simply go WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that. And you'll see Lifeline. Click on Lifeline. And many programs there. My son Landon and I have many, many programs there that you can listen to. So if you get anything out of it now, talk to your friends. Also, I am going to do today a miracle healing service. Very unusual on the radio. Don't think I've ever done it before. But today's the day. If you need a healing, I want you to get ready, because today is going to be your day. If you have friends that you know are struggling and need healing, give them a call, whatever it takes. Get them listening. I'm going to pray for you after a while. I'm going to go through a few things here, and I'm going to pray for you, open up the phone lines, and we're just going to seek the Lord. The Lord has really ministered to me about doing this today, so I want you to know this is a great day for you to be healed, all right? All right. We just love you today. We want you to know that. Appreciate you listening. We always appreciate you listening. Our phone number here is 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8099. Excuse me. Let's get healed today. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Now, this is how Jesus wants us to live. Filled with joy. His joy, the joy of the Lord. That's our strength. That's our strength. We are strong when we are filled with the joy of the Lord. He said that for a reason. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have to learn to get over in the joy of the Lord, live there, walk it out. That is where our strength comes from. All right? John 15:11, Jesus said, these things, now listen to this, these things, I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, he wants his joy in us at all times. He wants us to live a full life of joy. This is very important in this troubled, terrible world that we're living in today. There's nothing more important than having the joy of the Lord. If you get any joy today, it'll be of the Lord. You're not going to get it in the world. It's not out there. I mean, it's just not there. If you have joy today, it'll be because you're in the Lord. You might have a couple minutes of laughter, but if you look at the world, no matter which way you look at it, you can find no joy in it or nothing to laugh about. So if you want the joy of the Lord in your life, you have to really seek it. It's the joy. If you want joy in your life, it will be the joy of the Lord. How are you doing out there? Are you full of joy? Now, that's a good question. Because Jesus said, I've spoken these things in you that my joy might remain in you. That means if you listen to what I have said, if you listen to what I'm saying, you should have my joy. If you've listened to me, if you've taken time to get in the Word and learn about me, if you have listened to me, I've said these things, that my joy might remain in you. If you don't have any joy, you've probably not done that enough. It's pretty simple. He said, I've said these things. So the joy is going to come out of the things he said. Does that make sense to you? So if you don't know the things he said, you're probably not filled with joy. So the joy of the Lord is going to come out of what he's already said. How are you doing? If you want more joy, listen to what he said, because that's where your joy is coming from. John 16:33. Listen to this again. He says the same thing. These things I've spoken to you. Remember he said, these things I've spoken to you in John 15:11. Now John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I overcome completely everything. Everything that you're going through, I've already overcome. Now listen to me. Here's what he's saying. These things I have spoken to you. I spoke these things to you for a reason, you know. I did this, that you may have peace in me. Now, if you haven't learned about me, that's not going to work. But if you really know me, all right, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I will take care of you now, and I have your future in my hands. If you're going to have peace, you'll have it in me. There is no peace out there in the world. But I've spoken these things to you that you might have peace in me. See what I mean? There is a place of peace in this trouble-falling world. He said, now you're going to have tribulation in the world, and it's out there now. But you can be of good cheer. Can you? Are you of good cheer? You can be. Jesus said you can be. I've overcome the world. Other things, everything we're facing, I've overcome. Look, I'm an old guy. I've been in the world a long time. I have never even imagined it getting in the condition it's in. I mean, there's nothing out there but turmoil. Everything from the government, you name it, it's a mess. It's the worst condition that I have seen this world in my life. Probably the worst condition the world has ever been in history. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. I mean, how could it ever be any worse? You understand? But through it all, you can be of good cheer. If you have listened, he said, these things, I'm talking here. He said, I've talked to you. I've told you these things. And man, you might have peace. You're not going to have it in the world. You're going to have tribulation. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But in me, you can have peace. If you don't have peace, you're not in him. You're not as close to him as you can get. You need to move over, screw over, and get closer. You understand that now? He wants you to have his peace in this troubled world, in the middle of your turmoil, in the midst of your storm. I don't hardly know a family that's not in some kind of storm. Always. Something is always going on because the devil's out there 24/7, seeking whom he might devour. Everybody's under a great attack. We are entering into the final days. How long that was going to be. But the battle is truly, truly on. So there's plenty of turmoil in the world. There's plenty of storms. The world is coming at you fast. The world is in your face very fast. It's coming at you fast and it's coming at you hard. But Jesus says, these things I've spoken to you. I'm telling you these things for a reason. Because when you see it, when it happens, be of good cheer. I've already overcome it all. You can have peace in the midst of this turmoil. You can do it in me. I'm speaking these things to you so when it comes around, you'll know how to stay in peace. You'll know how to have joy. You'll know how to live. You'll know how to live in this fast world that comes at you, that's in your face 24 hours, 7 days a week, a total disaster. You can still have peace. You can still have joy. You can still have rest. You understand that now? It can happen. Jesus has spoken two things to us here. If you have my peace, my joy abiding in your life and stay out of the world, don't get caught up in the turmoil, you'll be of good cheer. And don't even get on Tribulation Avenue. Stay off of it. Just stay out of the world. Just remember, Jesus said, I have already overcome the world. Remember now, he's already dealt with everything. He's overcome the world. No matter how bad it is, he holds it in the palm of his hand. He's got you covered. In him. You and him and you. He said that. You and me and I and you. He said, if you will abide in me and my word abides in you, listen to this. If you will abide in me and my word abides in you, are you abiding in Jesus? Can you say, I'm abiding, Lord? Well, I'll give you this. It's John 15:7. This wasn't on my plan here, but John 15:7, Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now look, that's a good offer. That's an offer of good cheer. That's an offer of peace. You can have joy. No matter what you're looking at with your natural eyes, no matter what is coming against you, if you abide in me, he said, that's the only requirement you have. If you abide in me, are you abiding? If not, will you think about it? Will you begin to get there? Will you find a way to get there? Get into the word and get there. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You'll be of good cheer. Listen, don't even think. Stay out of tribulation. Don't even go there. Stay out of the turmoil. Just remember Jesus said, I've already overcome the world. See, if you're abiding in him, you're not out there in tribulation. If you're abiding in him, you're not out there in turmoil. You understand what I'm saying to you? Now, you can go traffic in the world and get your gain and get out. Go to work. Traffic in it. Get your gain. Use it. Take what you want out of it. Get everything you get your hands on. Get out of it then. Stay close to the Lord Jesus. Traffic in it and get out. You understand that now? Get your gain and get out. Get out of the world. Jimmy Shelton, old pastor friend of mine, known for probably 25 years, and he passed it out there somewhere in Iowa. Every Friday morning, he'd come around once a year. He'd come back for a little trip here to Stuart, Florida. And we had Friday morning Bible study. He'd pop in there about once a year. I said, Jimmy, what's the Lord saying Monday? He said, get out of the world. No more, no, I forgot that. No more, no less. Get out of the world. Just simply get out of the world. Stay real close to me, Jesus. Are you in me? He can do this. If you're abiding in him now, and his word abides in you, remember now, you can ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. But if you're not abiding, you can't apply this stuff. But if you are abiding in him, you're not out there on Tribulation Street. You understand what I'm saying? You're not out there in the world being tossed around like a basketball. You're not out there. If you're abiding in him, then you're not out there in the world being beat to death. Go in the world, traffic in it, get what you need, and get out. Stay close to Jesus. Get in his word. He says, my word is spirit. My word is life. And that's where you need to be. In his word, abiding in his life. Does it make sense to you? It does mean do it. John 16:22. And you now, Jesus said, therefore have sorrow. But I see you again. Now this is as he's getting ready to go. He's talking to his disciples. He says, there's sorrow in the world. I know that. You have sorrow. I see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy, no man can take from you. So you can't be robbed of your joy. If you abide in Jesus, let him abide in you. Joy is the foregone conclusion. You're going to have it. He said, be of good cheer. You'll see me again. I'll be back for you, Jesus said. Look, he loves us. He cares. He's already mapped out a map. He's already mapped out our road. He's already mapped out a plan for it. But you just have to believe it. You have to get in it, live in it, stay in it, and believe it. John 16:24, Jesus said, ask and you'll receive, that your joy might be full. Listen to this. Ask me, he said. You'll receive, that your joy might be full. Look, if you ask the Lord, he wants to answer you. He wants to supply your need. If you ask, then you can receive, and what you receive from him will bring joy into your life. Not like the world now. The world, you trap, you get what you can get and get out. But what Jesus gives you is everlasting peace, everlasting rest, everlasting. There's a whole big difference in what you get from the Lord and what you get from the world. It really is. A whole big difference. You know, it's really a big difference. He said, ask and you shall receive from me that your joy may be full. Listen, we have a good God. He has everything we need. Just ask. Ask and receive. Joy comes from him. You won't get joy out of the world. You can get money, but somehow get it from you. You can get money, but you're going to need to spend it. No, what you get in the world, it really won't bring you joy. It can make you happy for a while, as long as it lasts. But listen, what you get from him will be joy. Big difference. Ask and you receive that your joy may be full. We have a good, good, good. Remember this. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me, Jesus said. All power. That's everything now in heaven. Everything in earth. That's a big handful. Ask and receive more of my spirit and my power. Be full and you'll stay full of joy. If you stay full of me, you'll stay full of joy. Listen, and this is the real deal. This is really good stuff. I mean, I've lived it. I am living it now. But you know how I'm living it? Staying close to him. I'm abiding. I'm doing what he told me to do. I'm abiding in him, and his word abides in me. And I ask and I receive more of his spirit, and I receive more of his power, and I stay full, like he said. Stay full. Read the word. My word is spirit. You need spirit. You need his spirit in your life to help manage your life in this world. My word is spirit, and my word is life. The real life, the good life, is based on what he said. The joy comes out of what he's already said. The peace comes out of what he's already said. Now, the only way to get that, it's really simple. Read the book. Just simply read the Bible. If you're not a Bible reader, start reading everything that's in red. Just get it and read what Jesus said over and over and over till it takes place in your life, till it shapes your life. Read it over, read it over, read it. Have you ever noticed that almost everyone you know that has a messed up life are they that are not, they're not in the kingdom. They're still out there in the world. They're living a simple life. Or still have one foot in it. They might be They might somewhat believe, but still have one foot in the world. They haven't come in all the way. There are never those that are fully in the kingdom. There are never those that are filled with the Word of God. There are never those that are filled with the Spirit of God. You ever notice that? That's really true. While serving the Lord in the kingdom of God. But listen, we can still be of good cheer because the one we are in, Christ Jesus, has already overcome the world. And His eye is on you and I. Look, I'm going to talk to you this morning. I'll tell you, we're going to do a miracle healing service. Really, I want you to be ready to get healed. I mean, the Lord's been dealing with me this last couple of weeks, or at least a week, and today's your day. And the reason I'm going to tell you why I'm going to do this miracle healing service. It's very unusual for me, but I feel like it's really time to do it. I just want to talk to you about His love and His presence. I want to talk to you about a caring God who is always our healer. The Lord reminded me the last few days of a couple of things He's done in my life. And as soon as I thought about it, I thought, my Lord, if He's done that for me, He's not a respecter of persons. Surely He wants me to tell other people what He's doing, what He will do for you. If He did this for me, I'm obligated. It's my responsibility to testify. It's my responsibility to witness. It's my responsibility to help others, to help you. I'm going to share two quick testimony stories, and then we're going to pray. So you get ready. We're going to pray today, and the Lord is going to heal. The miracle-working power of Jesus Christ, nothing to do with me, is going to be released to you, okay? Many years ago, I was a trucker. I had owned my own rig, and I have two little children. And I don't really know the Lord. I don't really have a relationship. I'm a selfish guy, typical sinner guy. After working for myself, just me and my family is all I cared about. I didn't care about anybody else in the world, nothing. Just me and my little family. And this is tough, but I'll share it. I had hemorrhoids for 6 years. I mean, I had them so bad. I had an operation and it failed because the doctor told me to don't go to work for at least 2 weeks. And I waited 2 days and I had big truck payments, a couple of little kids, I'm back. I mean, I hurt myself to where I literally suffered around the clock. And I'm sitting in this seat like 18 hours a day. And I don't have no relationship with the Lord. I've never heard anything about healing. Don't know anything about it. Don't know, never thought about being healed by God. Just no things probably never entered my mind. And one morning, say between 12 o'clock midnight and 2 in the morning, I'm in my truck and I'm heading to Rochester, New York. I'm up somewhere on the Maryland, Pennsylvania line, inside of Pennsylvania, maybe somewhere right before you get to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I was just hurting bad. I couldn't hardly stand. I mean, I was at the point where I can't go anymore. And I would take my hands and put on my steering wheel. No traffic back those days. This is way many years ago. Traffic off, especially after midnight, back in those country road days, just nobody on the move. I'd take my hands and on the steering wheel and lift myself off the seat. And I would ride like that for 1 minute to get 1 minute of relief. Then I would sit back down and try again. Just keep on all night struggling, hurting, crying, just really suffering, unbearable. And it's like a foxhole experience. It was so bad one night I cried, God, heal me. And of course, I knew nothing about it. It was like a foxhole experience, like anybody would do that was suffering from pain. I sat back down to see. I was totally healed. I mean, I didn't know that. I couldn't figure it out. I sat down. I felt good. I started wiggling around the seat. I bet I spent 2 hours just sliding back and forth across that seat driving to make sure that I was completely, totally, 100% healed in 1 second's time. As the words came out of my mouth, I was healed. Now, listen, this is a big story I could spend all night on because here's the thing. I don't really have a relationship with God. I don't really know Him that well. I know nothing about how to pray much. I know nothing about getting healed. And here's the thing. The Vietnam War was going on. People are being killed every day. There's preachers praying for people. There's mothers crying over their children. And 2 o'clock in the morning, God visits me, a sinner. I mean, I can't figure rhyme or reason how He could be there with me. Why He even cared. How did He know even where I was? I never felt anything. I never heard a voice. I just sat down and was totally healed. Completely, absolutely totally healed forever as the words came out of my mouth. You're talking about a shock. I mean, this is how big God is. All the things I just mentioned, the Vietnam War, people dying, people praying, people sick by the thousands, and He visits me, a truck driver, a sinner, at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it is an unreal. You talk about love, you talk about mercy, you talk about grace. I mean, I didn't even know how to handle it. And now that was the initial contact of God calling me, but I didn't know that. I knew nothing. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just literally, unreal, suffering 6 years, day and night, healed in 1 second. So that's the kind of God he is. Now, it tells you one thing right now. There's no qualifications for getting healed. He will heal a sinner. I mean, I cried out, God help me. Three words. I didn't even use the name of Jesus. God help me. And as the words came out of my mouth, I'm 100% healed. I have zero to offer him. I've never offered him anything, probably never give him a dime. You know, I just had no reason to get healed. But he's merciful, and he's gracious, and he's good, and he's kind. And he knows everything. It just took me forever to figure, what's this doing with me? Oh, by the way, I smoked 4 packs of cigarettes today. You could cut the cigarette smoke in my cab of that truck with a knife. I mean, smoke boiling up out of that cab, out of my mouth, around the clock. I'm a chain smoker. I smoked to stay awake, I guess, and I was hooked really bad. And the cab's so full of cigarette smoke, you can cut it with a knife, and I'm sitting there totally healed. So let me tell you something. He's a merciful, loving, caring, kind God. Unreal. This is so help me, God. In fact, I'm calling the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, as a witness to what I'm saying. I'm not saying I didn't say one word wrong, but I'm telling you exactly how it was, word for word, unreal. I had no reason except I cried, God, heal me. All right. If he did that for me, he'll do that for you. I mean, how can he love me more than you? I didn't hardly know him. I'm a sinner. I have a can full of cigarette smoke. I'm a selfish person. I'm healed immediately right now. How about you? Maybe you're like a Christian, been crying forever. You think God don't care and God not hearing you? I want you to really think about this, because God is a miracle-working God. We got to get to a place. That's why I'm telling you what he will do, what he's done, and he's quickened to me the last few days. Look, Bob, I mean, look what I've done for you. And there's people out there hurting all the time. And I guess I've just been around the healing stuff so much. I'm like that little woman that says, you know, I prayed them healing scriptures that I'm sick of. I'm just seeing so many failures. But nevertheless, the Lord quickened me what he's done for me. And I'll tell you one more story. I'll quit. Then about, 25 years ago, almost 30 maybe, might be 30 years now, I had cancer in my throat. And I had 40 hits of radiation, killed all my saliva, killed everything down there, and sure enough, it worked. But then, not too long after that, it come back. And I had pain start in my shoulders, travel up my neck, into my brain. It was so excruciating, I could hardly bear it. It was just overbearing. And that kind of pain with a guy with cancer is speaking to me. And it's like, you're a dead man. It was in my brain, and I knew it, and it was really speaking to me. I get up one morning around 6 in the morning, go into a room, get into very serious prayer with the Lord, and I'm praying, and I'm praying, I'm praying in tongues. I'm very serious. I'm seeking God with all of my heart, and the Lord spoke to me. This word, now this is, I'm going to quote the Lord here, and I'm going to call him as a witness to what I'm saying. Look, I'm trying to build your faith. I want you to get ready to be healed today. God's going to do miracles today if you can believe, okay? Here's what he said to me. I want you to know that this is what the Lord God said to me. In my prayer, he said, stand with me, Bob. Call my name. Stand with me, Bob. For, he used that word for. I don't know why, but he did. Stand with me, Bob, for I'm standing with you. I thought, wow. That's strange. I'm the one desperate here, and he's asking me to stand with him. I couldn't quite figure it out. I'm thinking about it. I didn't quite know what he mean, but I thought about it a minute. I said, Lord, I'll stand. I stood up 100% healed forever. Never a pain again, not one, the rest of my life in that area. Totally healed. As I said, I will stand. I was 100% healed on the spot as I spoke. Now, over the years, I began to realize what that really meant, what he was saying to me. He was saying, this is what he's saying to me. I've already taken a stand, Bob. Will you stand with me? He said, stand with me, Bob. Well, if I'm going to stand with him, then I got to believe what he's already done, what he's already said. He said, stand with me, Bob, for I am standing with you. Well, I said I will stand. I was 100% healed. Listen, here's what we're going to do today. I want to pray for you today, and I want you, if you're out there listening, or if you know anyone that's really hurting and needs a miracle healing, I am going to stand with you, with Jesus. Here's what we need to do. We need to absolutely take a stand like he said. I'm going to stand with Jesus. I'm going to stand with you with Jesus. Okay, we're going to stand together with the Lord Jesus for your healing. I'm going to stand with you. The word says, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Well, I'm gathered with you today. The Lord said, "Whatsoever, if you agree, is touching anything, it'll be done by my Father which is in heaven." I'm going to agree for you for your healing. I'm going to stand with you with Jesus. We're going to stand together before you. You have to see that now. See somebody. I'm going to put my arm around you. And we're going to stand together with Jesus for your miracle healing, okay? I'm going to pray for you now, all right? You get ready. Just lift your hands before them. Where you are, if you can do this, put your hands, just lift your hands over your head. And just think about what's going on. Here's the story now. Jesus said, "Stand with me, Bob." Now remember, he's not a respecter of persons. If he cared about me, he cares about you. Okay, who you are out there, he loves you like he loved me. And he did exactly what he said he would do for me. He said, "Stand with me, Bob. I am standing with you." So right now, we're going to stand with the Lord Jesus, you and I together, for a supernatural miracle healing, okay? When we get through, I want you to call in now, 221-1100, 888-221-8990, and tell us what the Lord has done for you. Father, we just come before you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, you hear what I have testified of today, that you heal me, that you care about the people like you do me. Everybody in the sound of my voice, I am standing with them now for their healing. But what it is, Father, if they are standing before you, I am standing with them, and we together, two or more, are standing with you, Father, standing with you, sweet Jesus. And I speak healing. I release healing over everybody listening to me right now. I release the healing power of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to heal anyone out there that's believing, that's asking, that's seeking, that's knocking. I release the healing power of God, the healing power of Jesus, the Son of God. I release miracles into that body. I release miracles into that brain area. Somebody has a problem right now in the area of the brain. I release supernatural healing power into that brain area. Whatever it is, you trust the Lord. Jesus is standing with you. Will you stand with him? I'm standing with you before Jesus for that brain area problem that you have. Be healed perfectly in Jesus' name. And the left arm, somebody's suffering, having a problem with the left arm. Whoever you are, I am standing with you for that miracle you need in your left arm. We're standing together now before Jesus. We rebuke the devil. We rebuke Satan in every way and command him to take his hands off of God. People, once we bind him, he's, as I bind him on earth, as we bind him together, Jesus binds him in heaven. You're released from him. I speak healing. I speak rest. I speak joy to that person that's suffering right now. Somebody's going through trauma. Just literally eat up with problems driving you out of your tree. I mean, you're just really struggling, really hurting. I rebuke that in the name of the Lord Jesus. We stand together before Jesus for a total miracle healing. I'm standing with you. Look, Jesus loves you today. Now you reach up and pull your healing down. Just say, "Look, Jesus, this man said you healed him. He's testified of what you'll do. You're no respecter person. I pull my healing into my being as right now. I just reach up and ask for healing, Lord, and trust you for it." God bless you now. Listen, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Somebody's got a foot problem. I speak to that foot problem. Command to be healed now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Master. Praise you, Jesus. Look, you call here and testify what God's done for you. I tell you, the power of God's released today. You're healed in the name of Jesus. Now, you trust him and you believe him for that, okay? Let's support our ministry, if you will. Give us an email. Send us an email what God's done in your life. TryLifeline@gmail.com. 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 Send us a check. We really need support at Lifeline, 1603 Justin Beach, Florida, 34958. Lifeline. Box 1603, Justin Beach, 34958. God bless you. Have a good week.
Amen. Ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Justin Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is crylifeline at gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.